that goes through Jerusalem, okay? Would you stop halfway up that mountain? If God told you, go to the mountain and sacrifice your son, where is it that you would make that sacrifice? At the bottom, in the middle, or on the top? Yeah, I would think so. That's basically what I would think too. See, the Muslims like to say, first of all, the Muslims turn this all around. In Jerusalem, there's this gold dome structure we talked a little bit about on Sunday, gold dome structure called the Dome of the Rock, okay? Third holiest site in all of Islam. It's not a Jewish structure, it's an Islamic structure. And if you ever, anybody been to Israel? Okay, been into the Dome of the Rock? There's a rock inside. They got a dome over it, that's why it's called the Dome of the Rock, okay? Big rock. They don't believe, remember, the Muslims believe that Ishmael was the father, okay, not Isaac. So they revere Ishmael, who came from Abraham. He did, right? And they take this passage, and the Quran takes this passage and turns it into a story about the sacrifice of Ishmael, which happened on a rock on Mount Moriah. And there's this huge outcropping of rock from the mountain that's there, and it's right there in the Temple Mount, and they've built this gold dome structure about 600 AD over this thing. And if you go inside, they say, this is the rock. Two things happen on this rock. Number one, on this rock, Abraham sacrificed, they call him Ibrahim, but Abraham sacrificed Ishmael. And number two, you can see the impression right in the rock. What's his name? Muhammad's horse's footprint when he went up to heaven, okay? And which is very impressive. But anyhow, But the Temple Mount is not on the top of the mountain. There is a place that's on the top of the mountain, and it's shaped like a skull. And 2,000 years ago, it was called Golgotha. All right? That's the top of Mount Moriah. But it's very interesting here that the father takes his son up the mountain. The son carries the wood. Okay? The father sees to him that he's secured to the wood on the top of the mountain, presumably the same spot where a cross was put 2,000 years later. What's the father saying here, Abraham, to the servants? We're going to go up the mountain and we will be back. He was going to slay his son, right? Take a look here. Verse 19 of chapter 22. Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Now, there's an error in the text. It's okay to gasp, okay? There's a problem in the Bible? There's an error? It must be a scribal error, right? It only tells us that Abraham returned to his servants. Does it say that Isaac did? Golly nits. Well, I wonder where he is. Did he just decide, you know, Dad, I'll hang out here. See you later. Well, you got to assume he must have gone home with his father, right? But the Holy Spirit has kept that out of the text. I don't think Moses did it on purpose. The Holy Spirit just saw to it that Isaac's name's not mentioned. In fact, now we go into a whole thing about how we go into chapter 23, which has nothing to do with this whole passage. And it's all about how Sarah dies. Okay, and it's about how Abraham, you know, negotiates for, you know, the cave where he buries her. And in chapter 24, we come to a place, a whole section on finding a bride for Isaac. Now, we still haven't seen Isaac. We have not seen Isaac since up on the mountaintop. Abraham's come down, his wife has died, he negotiates a place to bury her, he sees to her burial, now he turns to his servant. And we don't have the name of the servant here, but earlier in the text we learn the name of the servant. The name of the servant is Eliezer. Nice Jewish name. But if you know Hebrew, you know that means helper. Okay? So we see the father who brings his son up the mountain. We see the son who's bound to the wood, who figuratively dies and is restored back to life, right? And now we see this one, Eliezer, helper, who is sent by the father to get a bride for his son. Now, who's the Hebrew here? Who's the Hebrew?